This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. The budget session of Parliament will begin from 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till the 12th August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd of this month. Rijiju said President Draupadi Murmu, on the recommendation of Government of India, has approved the proposal for summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for budget session. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Bhubaneswar this evening on a four-day visit to Orissa from today. The President was welcomed by Orissa Governor Raghubar Das, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, and other dignitaries at the Biju Patnaik International Airport. The President is visiting her home state to witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan, to be held tomorrow at the holy coastal town of Puri. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, conducted the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, June 2024 today. The examination was held at 71 centres in 50 cities across the country. All examinations were monitored through the live CCTV feed. Health and Family Welfare Minister Biram Waghe, in his maiden coordination meeting with the Directorate of Health Services Nahalagan yesterday, stressed on improving the healthcare delivery system in the state. He suggested all five directors, Health Science Services, Family Welfare, Durable Medical Equipment, and Director Tomoreba Institute of Medical Health and Medical Sciences Trims, and Mission Director National Health Mission NHM, to come up with a roadmap for future to improve the health scenario of the state realistically. The minister also urged for the health center upgradation, new recruitment of nursing officers, and facility of online appointment with the doctors at Trims to be activated soon. Further, he urged Director Trims, Dr. Mojijini, to work out on cancer screening and awareness campaign using mass media to reach out to the masses. Health Ministry has clarified that news of deferment of NEET UG counselling is incorrect, as the date for counselling has not been notified yet. The clarification came amid media reports regarding deferment of NEET UG counselling. More than 1,000 cases were redressed in the first week of special campaign for redressal of family pension grievances. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare launched a month-long campaign for redressal of family pension grievances on the first of this month for bringing ease in the life of central government pension family pensioners. Meanwhile, the top three performers are the Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare, Department of Defence Finance and Ministry of Railways. The campaign will continue till the end of this month. On the occasion of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama's 89th birth anniversary today, a voluntary blood donation camp was jointly organised today by the Arunachal Life Saving Foundation and the State Legislative Assembly in Itanagar. The camp was inaugurated by Speaker Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly Tesam Pongte, along with the Deputy Speaker cum Senior BJP Leader Tai Tagak. The blood donation camp saw participation from National Disaster Response Force NDRF, government officials, Central Reserve Police Force CRPF, police personnel and volunteers from various other organizations. Changlang DC Vishal Shah, along with EAC M. Ijing, today visited Namtok village and interacted with the Gaonpuras, PRI youths and public to demarcate areas for yet to be established offices by various departments there. Further, he also attended No Bag Saturday task and interacted with the students of the government secondary school in Namtok. He later also participated in the 75th Van Mahotsav plantation drive organized by the Forest Department at Yaddam. The district level committee meeting on the One District One Product initiative yesterday at the conference hall of the DC office in Itanagar. In the meeting, DC Kangi Darang emphasized on the importance of selecting a product that reflects the district's identity. He also stressed on the need for sustainability and market appeal, highlighting their role as potential mementos. Later, the committee unanimously provisionally approved Monpa local bags as the primary product and heritage homesteaks as the secondary product under the One District, One Product program. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.